And here we go to a whole Pesach. did the taking. The taking of time totally destroyed the machine totally by the yam. Why the eel destroyed by the yam was immediately making meter, because they drowned their babies instead of the flourishing. But we have to understand why such a thing could have been done other ways, and why the break, the 7-day break. And maybe this would help us also with our understanding how we can be our avoided towards this great day. Because the Vada, that's Pashtut, that if every day I say it with Simcha, because it's like I'm going over the Yam, and Avada on the actual day, when they went over the Yam, we're mitzvahed to in ourselves, and we consider, we think about it, we go through the motions, either we want to have time, and we're going through this Yam right now, Avada has that tremendous power, especially on the spiritual place. Now, this, we have to take advantage of this tremendous opportunity, and we have to understand how this fits into the whole chain of events of Pesach. And I want to be mazmer very, very briefly to explain how what the Mitzrayim, we have to understand that the Christ wanted to mention Rega of very far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And their Emuna and their talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very weak. Enoch and Nami, they had started to believe, they started to make those motions towards it, and they had started to make tremendous strides in their inner Emuna. People that had no inkling of connection come out with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and here they are doing mitzvahs, putting blood on their doors, eating the Kodesh Pesach at night, and taking out, going out of the tribe without any food and provisions, and just going out to a mitzvah shemama without anything, and totally trusting in Hashem on the level. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to make sure that this level of Emuna was built up. Was going all the way to understand that ain't no Muvada, there's no one but a Kodesh Baruch Hu in this world. He's totally in control, and there's no one but a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And therefore, not to think that it was just a spur of the moment, a splash, and you know, an injection of emotion and Emuna. Crying so went through the 7-day thing being chased by Barak's cat to the Machazan, the Amuna, and then to take that leap of faith, literally leap of faith, into the ocean, a raging ocean, and to jump in with all the faith that those going to take care of them and be totally in control. That leap of Amuna, that leap of faith, which was stretched out over this man, showed that total Amuna, Vayam, and Akkadish Baba, Amuna, Vashem, and Mashaab, it was the culmination of the true Amuna, about the Akkadish Baruch Hu, the true belief. And through that, it was Zeicha to Hashem, and his miracles. And through that, it was Zeicha. The Yoisha Hashem, Israel, he saved them, and it was Zeicha. And that story of the Shemir of Israel, being this total, all-encompassing leap of Emuna, leap of faith, total trust, 100% trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We've tried to think about it, not the spur of a moment. Okay, we're just going to believe. It's very sometimes easy to have that spur of a moment, that flash, that injection, that flash of emotion. Okay, we believe, okay. But now, over a 7-day period, when it's going out, now it starts to get a little bit touchy, a little bit nervous, and it's around on all sides, and you have to have the faith that shows the faith is ingrained within them, and that was the moment of history, which was up to this tremendous place. This feels Yamsuf represents a total trust in that ain't on the back of the Lord, totally in the trial. I have nothing to fear. I'm totally in the hands of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the English Mahatma person, when a person feels that he's in the hands of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that he's totally, there's no topless of a day, no topless of Yisurim. The person has my day, the person said, Yisurim is just because the person is welcome from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's something separating, because I have Dollar. And he needs the strength to connect him again. When a person feels he totally trusts in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, total showing that God's in on the final Kodesh Baruch Hu is control, and I'm in his hands. He doesn't need the strength, but the problem is there's always something in between. There's a certain feeling that I'm in control, a certain small, that feeling that I'm in control, that feeling that I'm running the show, that gets in the way between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, our connection. That can be taken severed, and we can connect totally 100%, you know, totally in the hands of Hashem. That's when we have a full control without any anyway. So a person says the Shiva and believes 100% Hashem total control. Hashem Yimlah is running the world, he's in control, he's in Mezabula, that is what every day, if you can tune into it, tap into it. And especially in Shisha, okay, so for because when there was Mazda, the whole Ian of Achilles Matza, Matza is a shtick of Mulda, yes, and Bechatzka Levenstein, he used to eat a lot of Matza. And then, you know, Bechatzka was a Polish woman was there, he barely ate anything, no one was there. He is chewing away, eating matzahs, all shreds on his bed, like a guy that enjoys food. And the other chatzah, he says, I'm not eating matzah, I'm eating emuna. Matzah, the Zohar says, lechem de'amusa is bread of emuna. Every time we eat it, we get more shtick emuna, more and more emuna. And that's what Kodesh Baruch Hu speaks, a place he made it, that we can go in and we can eat this matzah, which ingrains us in emuna. I want to say how it does it, like I said. Because the sort of matzah is something that doesn't rise. The sort of chet, most of our chatoin, all of our chatoin is because we have a certain gaiva. We have a certain level of we feel that we're in control. We know what we're doing, and we push away our Kodesh Baruch Hu the ones that are sleeping with our gaiva. We're very glad in Hashem. We make a muckle for ourselves in this world and not divide to ourselves to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Once we do that, we push the Kodesh Baruch Hu away. And that separates us from Hashem. That's the lead of all our days. If we believe that Kodesh Baruch Hu is present in this room totally, he's running the show, it's only control. We won't do our days, we don't need the control. Like the person, the marshal, was in a room with Chaim Kanievsky and Steinman, and he's in the same room with them. He can't do our days, he sees the presence, he's so, Tavachon Ben Benesha Tavachonim, and he's the presence of Kodesh Baruch Hu, he feels that presence. He knows Hashem's in control. No, what does he feel that he I'm somebody, I'm running the show, I make my own decisions, and Kodesh Baruch Hu, you know, he creates a place in this world where Hashem's presence is not. The problem of eating the map, which represents Hashem's Sa'archim, there's no Sa'archim Isha, there's no leavening, there's no gaiva, there's no feeling that it's all bitter, it's all a bitter comment, it's all for myself, but Kodesh Baruch Hu, 7 days of that, eating the matzah, it shows that I'm not leavening my bread, I'm not hoarding, I'm not clear myself, but Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's my achila, that brings me to our Amun of Hashem, the Amir of Hashem, and Moshe Aram, and then we come to Shvizhul Pekva. In this stage, in this mindset, in this feeling, that ain't no Mubarak, Kodesh Baruch Hu, totally in control, no one but a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but he's running the show totally. There's nothing in this world that he's not in control of. And I just tell the story about this, and we'll end with this story. Just recently, there was a Meister, so an Avich had a son, and the story is going on. I heard the story upstate New York when I was, later on I saw another article somewhere, but I heard the story upstate New York when I was doing the Shabbaton with the Bachman. And we were sitting in the shower, shooting, I was about to speak, someone was not just looking up, you see, Kodesh Baruch Hu sleep, and I was running the show totally, it was like one step, every step. And the mice goal was that, they just mamash, we have fresh mice off the press. There was a certain person, a Yitzhak had to show, from the day back, that Nebuchadnezzar's son was diagnosed with a terrible illness, and he went to a big doctor, and they had to show, and he told him that only in America there was a certain doctor that could perform the surgery if they killed his son. He called the doctor told him that the operation would cost $200,000. He was obvious from today, but he had to come out no money. He went and they spoke to people and people they could put up signs there and the people who were they got big stock and collected and they were able to put together the $200,000. To be able to pay this tremendous professor who was able to perform the surgery on his son, life-saving surgery on his son. He flew in, and the day he came to the doctor did it, he said, before I perform the surgery, I want to just do any more tests again. Even though he set the preliminary tests, he wants him to perform the surgery, do a test again. He comes out of the room, the doctor, he saw the x-ray, he saw all the different tests that were done, and he said, listen, I just want to tell you that I can perform the surgery, even though I just realized after seeing all the 10 new tests that there's much more complications than I thought. So even though it's a very risky, more risky than I thought, I'm willing to do it, but I need another $100,000 to the doctor, because the surgery is going to take much more than I thought, and it's going to be much more risky, and therefore my price is $100,000. The other is sitting there, he was nearly able to put $200,000 bucks a month put it together. I never knew what that meant. When his son was in a desperate situation, and he needed to have this life-saving surgery performed on him. You know, he goes into the corridor, he starts to cry away, away, away. He doesn't know what to do. He stopped. He has within the next day, within a few hours, to be able to give an answer. And he tells the doctor, listen, I'll do it. You know, I have to do it. I say, my son. So they don't have the money. He says, well, try to find some way to come up with the money, sir, and get back to the hospital, but I don't have so much time. The guy goes to sit in the lobby, and he's crying away. He's just sitting all depressed. Another year. The guy looks at me, and they see another year of distress. He says, a year of distress. He says, you know, again, how can I help you? You know, he sees him up with red eyes with his son sitting next to him. He doesn't know what to do. And he says, listen, the year from Beneva tells this American year, he says, listen, I'll tell you the truth. I came here from Beneva for my son. He goes through the whole story, how he worked, and his son was diagnosed with a terrible life-threatening illness. And he went to doctors, and he said, the only one who could perform the surgery was this doctor here in Manhattan. And they called him up, and he sent the x-rays, and it was $200,000, and when he came, the doctor realized that it's going to be even more expensive because of the complications and the difficulties that the operation is going to incur. And he's sitting there telling me, he said, listen, for the years from this, if America tells the years from this, he said, listen, I can't help you. I don't have the funds. I can maybe, I think there's a year that might be able to help you. He writes him his address, a business address, Manhattan, go to see it, plead with him, and cool that maybe can help you. He meets him and gives him the number. The guy calls the secretary and he says, yeah, you can come over, no problem. And he comes, he gets to the apartment, he gets to the business office, goes up to the 12th floor, and he realizes he's a very, 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 very wealthy man. A prestigious businessman. He gets up to the 12th floor and knocks at the door. He walks in and the nurse doesn't want to meet him. This is a step down the door. So I said, hey, listen, the guy says to this one, listen, I'm a younger man from the Deva. And he wants to continue to tell him the whole story. The businessman stops right there. I know who you are. I know what you're about. He wants to say more. I'm very, very busy. I want to talk to you. Here's a check. And he writes him a check for $100,000, the exact amount that this younger man from the neighborhood needed. Okay, he wants to ask me what to say. He says, thank you very much. He says, don't need to tell me anything. Go to Mr. Clark and everything should be well. And when he goes to his office, he gets to his office, this guy's standing with his face wide open, his mouth open again. He can't believe the story. He didn't even say two words. All he said the words, I'm a younger man from Beneva, and that's it. He runs to the hospital, he tells the doctor I have the money. He performs the surgery on his son, Baruch Hashem. He saves his life. And what transpires, see that there's Baruch Hu running the show totally, every single step of his son. What happened? There was a kollel in the Bnei Brak, there was a person that in America who was involved with a friend, Rosh Kollel, in the Bnei Brak, and they were working together, and he had originally helped support his kollel, and now he's working for other people, and he had thought this business was going to save him. This time, was another year to America, that was this little thing. And he spoke to this business about this coil that really desperate was for Pesach, they need money, and maybe he could support the coil for a certain month, whatever, month or two, whatever it was, and this one had agreed to it. And he said, just tell me what. So they said, the name of the Rosh coil, his name is Yungerman, that's the last name. Shloimi Yungerman. With his last name. Yungerman also happens to be an Avrek of Yiddish. So when this guy came in, the guy with the hospital, with the kid, said, I'm a younger man from the neighborhood. He's playing his referring to the last name of the guy, the Rosh Kollel. You know, he was just saying, I'm an Avrek from the neighborhood. But this guy, because he was in a rush, he had to talk to him, he wasn't the guy. What happened to the Rosh Kollel? The Rosh Kollel also was supposed to meet him that appointment at that same time, but he got stuck in the elevator going up from 2 to 4. And that's what the client, said that he could keep the money. And they told the listener the whole story, how Chris Bo Orchestra, this guy got stuck in the elevator. He had this, his last name was Jungerman, how Chris Bo Orchestra, this guy's name was Jungerman. And this Jungerman, who was an object of the day, whose son was sick, happened to get, to meet this guy exactly. He said at 2 o'clock to go up, and while this guy was stuck in the elevator, he gave him the check. You know what I told him, the listener the story, he wrote out a check for the club also. And everybody went home happy, and it saved somebody's life. Of course, Bobo was running the show from beginning to end, every step of the way. Everybody should get exactly what they need. That question is the Google from other BBS Yamsas. Question from the Sasha Shah of BBS Yamsas, like BBS Yamsas. The more we understand that Kurdish Bobo is totally in control, the more we realize that the Kapara is a total Kapara without insurance. Enough is the Bugin with everything we need in this life. That's the top of Shri Sephardi. That's the greatness of the Shri Sephardi that we should be there for. To realize that through this eating of the mask that we did for all these days, when we lowered, when we machia ourselves, the source of the issue was lowered. We should be able to understand how Kurdish Bobo is running the show every single step of the way. Not one iota we have to worry. We have to work on our Amunah, be talking about the Bobo, we should be able to that. Everybody should be able to recover. It's great, unbelievable. Hashem Yimlo, if we should end all with that understanding. Hashem Yimlo, Hashem Yimlo, Hashem Molo, Hashem Yimlo, Hashem Molo, 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 Hashem Thank you.